There is an incredible woman named Cherie. Cherie is a linguist. She speaks 247 languages. What the hell? A linguist? No, 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 Cherie is not a linguist. If you know even 1,000 languages, it doesn't make you a linguist. A linguist doesn't need to know many languages to be a linguist. They study language in general. That ability in our brain, in our mind. A linguist doesn't learn languages. Maybe they do, but it's not a part of their work. So, what's Cherie? I bet you already know that. Yeah, Cherie is a multilingual. She knows 247 languages. In fact, she has total mastery in those languages. But she's not satisfied, not as of yet. That's why she wants to learn another language. She wants to learn Swahili. As you may know, Swahili is an African language, and it's hard to learn that language. It's hard to learn Swahili because it's not a very famous language, and it doesn't have many contents for its learners. First, she tries a visual method. She studies Swahili with the visual method for 2 years. Every day she reads textbooks. Every day she reads grammar books. What a waste of time. I wonder how she has learned those many languages. She has to have many experiences in this regard, and she can use those experiences to learn a new language. It's kind of weird, because if she has learned 247 languages, she must know how to learn another one. But she still has problems. After 2 years, Cherie is frustrated. She still cannot speak Swahili. So she modifies her approach. Next, she tries a kinesthetic approach. She learns Swahili with her body, with movements, with gestures, and feelings in her body. It's called TPR. She has to jump and move while learning. The teacher says jump in Swahili and Cherie will jump. The teacher says sit in Swahili and Cherie will sit. She does this every day. She has to move her body. She's learning with movement. It boosts her learning. Finally, she learns some basic contents in Swahili. She begins to understand Swahili. She begins to speak Swahili. She begins to learn much, much faster. So she uses the kinesthetic method for 1 year. It boosts her learning. She learns faster and faster and better, but she doesn't achieve mastery. She doesn't become a master of Swahili. She is good, but not that much. So she modifies her approach again. She continues to learn with the kinesthetic method, but she adds something more. Well, she adds an auditory method. She begins to listen to Swahili every day. She listens more and more and more. Every day listening to Swahili, tons of listening, 3 hours, then 4 hours, then 10 hours, then 23.5 hours of listening every day. No, 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 it's nonsense. Nobody can study that much. Let's be realistic. 5 hours can be reasonable, sometimes 10 hours maybe, but 23.5 hours, it's ridiculous. All right. After 1 year of listening to Swahili every day, she becomes a total master of Swahili. Now she speaks 248 languages perfectly. Sherry is the best multilingual in the world.